Where did you go? Then I'm just, there's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what is up or down. Black or white.
Legal.
Or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
The United States will withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord.
Be heil. Heil. Right.
Donald Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be heil. Heil. Right.
Donald Trump.
Space.
Ben. Donald Trump.
Says.
The United States will withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord.
Be high. High.
Donald Trump.
Space in her.
Donald Trump.
Says.
The United States will withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord.
Be high. High.
Donald Trump.
Space. Are we not the Superman? Are you pure Superman?
Yeah,
Super duper Superman.
Is this Nazi land so good? Would you leave it if you could?
Yeah, this Nazi land is good. We would leave it if we could.
We bring the world new order.
Donald Trump.
This world new order. Everyone a foreign race. We love
Donald Trump.
Space when we bring to the world disorder.
When Donald Trump
says
the United States will withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord.
Be higher, higher, riding.
Donald Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be higher, higher, riding.
Donald Trump.
Space.
The United States will withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord.
Be higher, higher, riding.
Donald Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be higher, higher, riding.
Donald Trump.
Let's get started. First, I'd like to announce that thanks to the magic of Disney animatronics, Strom Thurmond will live another 100 years.
20 more terms.
Moving on to new business, what act of unmitigated evil shall the Republican Party undertake this week?
Let's get rid of PBS. Those lousy Muppets have been taking food out of my mouth for too long.
I say we crack down on the hippies. Blah!
What about this dang environment? Back in Texas, we got rid of it, and it made everyone a lot happier.
We're
so happy.
Excellent. We shall destroy the environment by scrapping every anti-pollution law.
Hello.
that Paris was made for love. Give Paris one more chance.
The moment the world agreed to tackle climate change.
L'accord de Paris pour le climat est accepté.
And so the Paris Agreement was born.
Something right to get passion this way. If you don't think Paris was made for love, give Paris one more chance.
The rest of the world applauded when we signed the Paris Agreement. They went wild. They were so happy. For the simple reason that it put our country, the United States of America, which we all love, at a very, very big economic disadvantage.
Well, now I'm calling it arrogant, calling it cruel.
Give Paris one chance.
If the agreement was a scheme to hurt American businesses, you know who that might be news to? Many American businesses. Because they were not just in favor of this agreement, they even made a last-ditch attempt to change Trump's mind.
25 companies, including Microsoft and Intel, have purchased a full-page ad in today's New York Times arguing the agreement generates jobs and economic growth.
And also, trop civilisé, et mon Dieu, c'est trop cool.
Give Paris one more chance.
Trump's actions were in keeping with a long-held skepticism that he has concerning climate change. He has called it expensive bullshit and a hoax created by China, and he repeatedly brought that idea up on the campaign trail, often before losing track of what he was talking about and performing real-time word association.
China isn't abiding by anything. They're buying all of our coal. We can't use coal anymore, essentially. They're buying our coal and they're using it. Now, when you talk about the planet, it's so big out there. We're here, they're there. It's like they're our next-door neighbor, right? In terms of the universe. Miss Universe, by the way, made a great deal when I sold her. Oh, did I get rich? That was a great deal. Huh. You know, they broke my choppers on that. They said, he talks about illegal immigration. We're not going to put him on television. First of all, the Univision's being sued like crazy. You wouldn't believe it. And NBC, I made a great deal with them, just like an amazing deal.
But if you don't think Paris was made for love, maybe your heart needs a telegram from up above. If you don't think Paris was made for love, we'll give Paris one more chance.
Scientists say we'll likely see longer droughts and more intense heat waves, which could cause big disruptions to the world's food supply.
If we don't start with rapid emissions reductions and substantial emissions reductions, that will pass a danger point beyond which the consequences for many people and countries on Earth will simply become unacceptable and eventually disastrous.
Give Paris one more chance, okay? Now hear the boys singing Bee Gees songs under the sky. Chance.
Breaking news, the president about to announce his decision on the Paris Climate Accord.
Unfolding in Washington, D.C., the Rose Garden at the White House, where President Trump is expected to speak shortly, any moment now.
Let's wrap it up. Yeah.
Well, well, well.
Well, if you've been to cities, but you've had enough. Have you been to Paris, France? And if you doubt that Paris was made for love, give Paris one more chance. The home of Piaf and Charles Aznavour must have done something right, and she'll do something more. If you don't think Paris was made for love, give Paris one more chance. All right, give Paris one more chance.
Well, indeed, the Paris Agreement cannot be renegotiated now, and that's according to Europe's leaders. They've released a joint statement rejecting U.S. President Donald Trump's claims that the climate deal can be redrafted. The leaders of Germany, Italy and France have called on their allies to speed up efforts to combat climate change. They promised to do more to help developing countries adapt. On Thursday, the U.S. president announced that he is pulling the U.S. out of that global deal struck in 2015.
I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride. But something touched me deep inside the day the
planet
died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And then good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die.
And let me tell you, no one loves to announce an announcement more than Donald Trump. On Twitter last night, he wrote, I will be announcing my decision on Paris Accord Thursday at 3 p.m. the White House Rose Garden, Make America Great Again. And it made sense that he did it from the Rose Garden while we still have roses and gardens. But his message, the message he did deliver today, was one of hope. As in, I hope this terrible prank America decided to play on itself is over soon.
I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden.
In order to fulfill my solemn duty to protect America and its citizens, the United States will withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord but begin negotiations to re-enter either the Paris Accord or in really entirely new transaction on terms that are fair to the United States, its businesses, its workers, its people, its taxpayers. So we're getting out, but we will start to negotiate, and we will see if we can make a deal that's fair. And if we can, that's great. And if we can't, that's fine.
The leaders of Germany, France, and Italy said in a statement, we firmly believe that the Paris Agreement cannot be renegotiated.
Thus, as of today, the United States will cease all implementation of the non-binding Paris Accord and the draconian financial and economic burdens the agreement imposes on our country.
Oh, and as I watched him on the stage, my hands were clenched in fists of rage. No angel born in hell could break that Satan's spell. And as the flames climbed high into the night to light the sacrificial rite, I saw Satan laughing with delight the day the
planet
died.
He seemed to think the agreement committed America to shutting down coal-fired power plants.
China will be allowed to build hundreds of additional coal plants. So we can't build the plants, but they can, according to this agreement. India will be allowed to double its coal production, by 2020. Think of it. India can double their coal production. We're supposed to get rid of ours.
Okay. For the record, the agreement doesn't actually ban America from building coal plants. It doesn't even contain the word coal. Each country sets its own goals that it can meet however it wants. So that is wrong. That's just wrong. As is the fact that Trump said in his speech America would continue to be the cleanest and most environmentally friendly country on Earth. Which is objectively untrue, because over history the US has emitted by far more carbon than any other country, and we still emit more per person than almost any other nation.
It can't be that 190 countries are all fanciful or they're all looking to screw the United States. I just don't believe that.
ExxonMobil lobbied for us to stay in it. Shell wanted us in it. Walmart supported it, because apparently these big companies ran the numbers. It turns out if climate change destroys human life on Earth, it could be bad for business.
Then there is Trump's concern over the Green Climate Fund, which finances projects in developing nations, helping them adapt to the impacts of climate change and reduce their emissions. Trump describes that fund.
The Green Fund would likely obligate the United States to commit potentially tens of billions of dollars, of which the United States has already handed over $1 billion. Nobody else is even close.
Okay. Now, to his credit, that is actually an impressive amount of misleading bull in very few words. In fact, here is everything that he just said. Let's break those words down. First, the Green Fund. It's not called the Green Fund. It's called the Green Climate Fund. I know, but still. Then, would likely obligate the United States to commit money. There is no enforcement mechanism in the Paris Agreement. The US could just easily refuse to pay the bill, something Donald Trump has a lifetime of practice doing. As for the potentially tens of billions of dollars, no, we committed $3 billion. You can't just inflate three to potentially tens. Nobody else is even close to paying more. That is just willfully misleading. While we have given the most so far in sheer dollars, we are one of the richest countries and one of the top emitters. And when you rank contributions as a fraction of GDP, we are 32nd. So Trump's description of the agreement is so flamboyantly deceptive, it would have been equally accurate for him to say compliance with the Paris Agreement would likely require all ducks to wear jean shorts, and that it would potentially cost each and every American citizen five fish and a dump truck full of hamsters. That would be as true as what he just said.
Zeke.
Hey, John. You were asked earlier this week about the president's personal views on climate change and whether or not he believes it's a hoax. You said you hadn't had a chance to have that conversation with him. Now it's been 48, 72 hours. What does the president actually believe about climate change? Does he still believe it's a hoax? Could you clarify that, since apparently nobody else in the White House can?
Yeah, I have not had an opportunity to have that discussion.
Like, the American people deserve to know what the president believes on such
an important
issue?
I think Administrator Pruitt pointed out that what the president is focused on is making sure that we have clean water, clean air, and making sure that we have the best deal for the American workers.
There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
Let me say a few words to our American friends. Climate change is one of the major issues of our time. It is already changing our daily lives, but it is global. Everyone is impacted. And if we do nothing, our children will know a world of migrations, of wars, of shortage. A dangerous world. It is not the future we want for ourselves. It is not the future we want for our children. It is not the future we want for our world. Today, the President of the United States, Donald Trump, announced his decision to withdraw the United States from the Paris Agreement. I do respect this decision, but I do think it is an actual mistake, both for the US and for our planet. I just said President Trump in a few words, a few minutes ago, this assessment. Tonight, I wish to tell the United States, France believes in you. The world believes in you. I know that you are a great nation. I know your history, our common history.
Leaders of Germany, the UK, France and Canada all calling the president, telling him they are disappointed by this decision.
The decision of the U.S. to withdraw from the Paris Climate Agreement is very regrettable. And I'm expressing myself in a very reserved way when I say that.
There is no Springfield 50 years in the future. With global warming trapping the CO2 inside our poisonous atmosphere, our superheated oceans will rise, drowning our lowlands, leaving what's left of humanity baking in deserts that once fed the world. And in the new Nineveh, darkness falls.
The president claiming the Paris Accord would cost the U.S. $3 trillion in lost economic activity and 6.5 million industrial jobs. But experts say that study's been widely debunked for making incorrect assumptions about America's role in the agreement.
It is estimated it would only produce a 0.2 degree, think of that, this much, Celsius reduction in global temperature.
Actually, you know what? The president is right. It's a tiny difference in temperature. Tiny, tiny difference. But even something tiny can make all the difference in the world. President Trump isn't even right about the tiny difference, because the actual increase in temperature could be 3 to 5 times as much as what Trump is saying. So it could be more like 1 degree Celsius, which is 150 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, you can't prove that's not true because you don't use real numbers in this country.
Yeah, isn't that sad? I feel like I'm binge-watching the fall of the Roman Empire set to the music from Benny Hill. You know, I mean, it is hard to exaggerate how alone America is on this issue. 190 countries in the world signed on to the Paris Accord. That's pretty much all of them. North Korea signed. Really? The country that is always threatening to blow up the planet wants to save the planet.
The agreement as a whole is not legally binding and doesn't penalize nations who fail to meet their commitments. But it does include a process designed to shame them into compliance.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau called it disheartening, and the Vatican went further, saying Mr. Trump's decision was a disaster for everyone.
One environmental negotiator who worked in the George W. Bush administration described this decision as the worst thing for brand America since Abu Ghraib. Because most of the world now realizes that in order to reduce emissions, we need to shift to renewable forms of energy. And the more a government encourages that, the faster it happens, the quicker costs come down, and the more likely that that country is to be at the forefront of a whole new industry, creating countless jobs in the process. And you know who knows that? China. Or as Trump would say, China. Trump just handed a huge advantage to them. They've not only cancelled plans to build more than 100 coal-fired power plants, they're also dramatically increasing investment elsewhere.
China plans to spend more than $360 billion on renewable energy by 2020, which it says will create at least 13 million new jobs.
So you know what? In a way, Trump is fulfilling his campaign promise. He is creating millions of new jobs. He's just doing it for the wrong country. And if you want proof that the jobs of today and tomorrow are in renewable energy, France's new president, Emmanuel Macron, actually issued a call this week to America's workforce.
To all scientists, engineers, entrepreneurs, responsible citizens who were disappointed by the decision of the President of the United States, I want to say that they will find in France a second homeland. I call on them, come and work here with us.
In addition, the administration has declared recycling a felony. And Smokey the Bear is now Choppy the Lumberjack.
These trees are our national heritage.
A grizzly bear with a chainsaw. Now there's a killing machine.
Well, according to news reports, the decision had less to do with climate science and more to do with this awkwardly long handshake between Trump and the president of France, Emmanuel Macron, last month. The length of that handshake apparently irritated Trump so much that it helped motivate him to withdraw from the agreement. According to the Post, Macron explained after his meeting with Trump that my handshake was not innocent and said that he was purposely forceful because he believed his encounter with Trump was a moment of truth. Hearing smack talk from the Frenchman 31 years his junior irritated and bewildered Trump. So Trump pulled out of a landmark climate agreement because of a handshake. In fact, the only world leader who seemed to support Trump's move was the one who always has his back, the Thelma to his Louise, Vladimir Putin. In a rare use of English, Putin quoted some song lyrics to defend Trump's decision.
Putin also seemed to throw President Trump a lifeline amid the controversy over Trump's decision to withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord. Putin reassured environmentalists there's still time.
Don't worry, be happy.
Thanks to
Jonathan Richman,
the
BGs, Don McLean, Lynn Anderson, Barry Maguire, Saint Vincent, Spike Jones, Golden Earring,
and thanks to the
Simpsons,
Oliver
Major, Garrett Emmanuel, Macron, Angela Merkel, Geraldo Rivera,
Jimmy
Kimmel, Sean Spicer, Trevor, Noah,
Bill,
Mayer,
and
Seth Myers.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.